Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, we discuss Wrong Way Corrigan plus Knobs and Donnie Baker. Right after this,
we have a phone call. Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
You can have two carry-ons.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Bob and Tom.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Kenny Tarmac.
Hi, Kenny.
Hey, we just landed.
Uh-huh.
I'm an MCO today. Here's some news. Listen to my day I have to make now.
Uh-huh.
I have to make my connection. Right now, we're Airside 1, gate 16.
Uh-huh.
My connection?
Yeah.
Airside 4, gate 78.
Oh, how are you going to do it?
Yeah, do that math. Airside 1 plus Airside 4 equals not going to make it today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, are you on your Bluetooth, Kenny?
That's a one-take trip. Yeah. Hey, my other phone is vibrating.
Uh-huh.
I keep it on vibrate so that way I won't annoy people. Hang on. I have to take this one. Okay? Hang on.
Oh, go ahead.
Get Tarmac. Hey, guy. Yeah, we just landed. Well, not yet because we just landed.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, let's do this then. You call Tobik. Tell him I talked to Caldwell, then we'll brief Carmen. Okay, then fax Morris. I'll see Sully at the seminar, then we'll all do lunch before the conference call. Yeah, that's the only way to do it. Yeah, easy like a zucchini martini, Bob. Yeah, I'm on hold with Bob and Tom again.
Uh-huh. Kenny.
Yeah, they couldn't believe I have to go from Airside 1 to Airside 4.
Yeah, we were astonished.
I should take a puddle jumper to Airside 4?
Uh-huh.
I know. They should give me 50 more sky miles just for taking the puddle jumper. Hey, Max, don't worry about Tobik. He's a teddy bear, okay? You tell him I said we've seen this movie before. Yeah. Yeah, just follow the flow chart and you'll be fine, guy.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I have an order on the other phone. I'm making magic here. Focus pocus, okay? I got to run. Okay.
Oh,
I'm back. Hey, God, is that guy long-winded? I tell you, I have to go from Airside 1 today.
Yeah, we heard
that. Airside 4, I have to run now. I wish I had time to talk all day. I just don't have that kind of time today.
All right. Well, okay? good luck, Kenny.
Yeah, Airside 4 is like miles away, and I'm at Airside 1. That's gate 16.
Jeez.
Oh, my gosh. I'll probably lose 5 pounds on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, this flight was my God.
What?
I don't believe it's him.
Uh-oh.
I'm looking up at first class now.
Uh-huh.
Is that him? Oh, it's Zig Ziglar. I gotta go.
Oh, no.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
We have England sports.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Cricket.
Near next year's
next year's knob throwing festival in the UK has been cancelled.
Oh,
why?
The annual festival held in Dorset is devoted to the country's traditional biscuit called the knob.
Oh,
so they throw biscuits. This is what's the place?
A cookie.
What's the place you go to where they throw the biscuits, Josh?
Oh, Lambert's. They throw home of the throwed rolls.
The throwed rolls.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel like I need to incorporate something else in my visit to Lambert's. What could I?
Oh, dude, the food itself is amazing, and you get refills on your entrees.
What?
So if you have a country fried steak and you finish it, you can go, let's do it again.
Our famous let's do it again could come true.
Spin it.
Yep.
So,
wow.
Now, where's Lambert's?
There's one in Sykeston, Missouri, Springfield, Missouri, and I believe Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Nice.
And if there's another location, I'm unaware of it, but I must know.
And this is in the UK they call throwing biscuits knob throwing.
The one-day festival attended by 8,000 people every year incorporates a food festival, live music, and knob-based games.
Is there like a gobbling competition?
Any slobs involved in the knob?
There's a knob and spoon race.
Really?
And there's something called Splat the Knob.
Oh, boy, that sounds filthy.
Mm-hmm.
And knob darts.
Ah, ouch.
And
you got one of the balls.
and something called Pin the Knob on Cernay Abbas Giant.
How about that?
You better not.
Wow. So they've had to cancel the knob gobbling competition?
Committee Chairman Ian Gregory told BBC the future of the event was not in doubt because, by gosh, it will continue in 2021.
Well, they've had to cancel just for a year.
Yeah, they've canceled it for this year.
Yeah, what? Did they say why?
Does not say why.
Oh, my God.
All right, fair enough.
No knob gobbling this
year. Nowhere in the story does it say why.
They've canceled it for a year.
Yeah, why?
Okay.
Because they did.
Maybe all the knobs have been gobbled and they have none to throw.
Yeah.
Maybe people from poor countries go, you've got so much food, you can throw it?
Maybe they have a yeast shortage.
We're starving here, you're throwing food?
Yeah. The best knob gobbling is a sloppy knob gobbling.
Hello,
Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hi.
What's the unemployment rate there? Does anybody have any idea?
I don't know. Why?
Nope.
I was just curious how many knob jobs were had applications.
Well, there's not going to be any knob jobs this year because the knob throwing festival's been canceled.
I know. That's bad news. I'm on my break here at work, so it's going to have to be quick.
Sorry.
Hey, Ace, are you in there?
Hey, Dunny.
Hey, we're big fans of that Ace Cosby joke of the day here at work.
Oh, good.
But as you know, all you got to do is hang out at any barber shop in America, Ace. You'll pick up 4 or 5 new jokes every time you get your hair cut.
Really?
Well, of course, I don't go to barber shops anymore. I'm still rocking a Flabby. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Sure.
But
looks good.
Just like the good book says, don't judge unless thyself wants to get knocked off their high horse. And
that's close.
Something about washing horse feet. Oh. Anyways, all I'm saying is I've got jokes too, so here goes. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the Donnie Baker joke of the week.
Uh-oh.
Brought to you by Millie's Chicken and Waffles. Millie's chicken so good you'll fist fight your brother for the last piece. That's Millie's. Tom, I told them their slogan was a little wordy, but they said the ad agency is always right.
Yeah, they're always right. They got it.
Anyways, presenting the Donnie Baker joke of the week. Hold on. Man, whenever the pressure's on, I always get forgetful.
Come on, Donnie.
Yeah, I know. It's tough.
Well, that's why I forget to wear rubber 92% of the time.
Oh, man.
I just remembered it right before I called you guys, too. All I remember, the ending is something about, I'm not wearing a ring. That's my wristwatch. That's right. It's been Donnie Baker's joke of the week.
That wasn't even a joke.
Amazing.
Hey, break's over. You guys should probably get back to work, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Donnie.
Thanks, Donnie.
I vaguely remember that punchline.
I have no idea what he was talking about.
That's not a ring. I'm wearing a wristwatch.
Apparently, the Knob Festival was canceled. They lost their venue. Now they're searching for a new venue.
Good to know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Didn't we have one more sports story?
High school football player in California forced to tackle his own teammate who was running the wrong way with the ball.
Oops.
A player named Kayron Thrower. Thrower.
Please tell me he's a quarterback.
Fairfield High School tweeted a video showing his teammate intercepting a throw and running down the field the wrong way while his teammates tried to gesture, go the other way. He was tackled by one of his own teammates. I believe it would have been a safety for the other team.
Did he get to the end zone?
The tweet included the caption, I saved the game with the tackle. In a follow-up tweet, Thrower said it was the unnamed teammate's first interception, and all he could think of was getting to the end zone.
Okay. It happens.
Get confused.
Yeah.
Now, the
what
famous
a great story.
Wrong Way Corrigan.
No.
Who the heck's that?
Wrong Way Regals. There's no Wrong Way Corrigan.
Yeah, wrong. Yeah. If you Google Wrong Way, it's going to pop up.
Wrong Way Regal. Roy Regals and Jim Marshall. Who's Corrigan?
That's like a Notre Dame player from way, way back.
No. Douglas Corrigan, the famous American aviator.
What?
Okay. What?
This doesn't even have anything to do with football.
Pat knew the whole thing.
What Wrong Way was?
See, here's the thing about lying. You got to at least have some of the facts.
Wrong Way Corrigan was he was actually
not a football player at all.
No, but he's the famous Wrong Way Corrigan. If you Google Wrong Way, first thing pops up is Corrigan.
He famously
filed a flight plan to fly from, I think it was Brooklyn to California. And then he actually flew to Ireland without permission. And he never admitted that he did it on purpose, but he did, of course.
If you type in wrong way R, Regals comes up. How about that?
Just type in wrong.
He didn't go the wrong way.
If you type in wrong way,
he just lied about his plans.
He'd worked with Lindbergh and stuff, and it was a classic great story in American history. But have you ever been at a game where was going the wrong way?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Douglas Corrigan, wrong way Corrigan, died in 1995. He was named wrong way in 1938.
Whoa.
After a transcontinental flight from Long Beach to New York City, to New York to Ireland. His flight plan, he flew back to Long Beach.
He claimed he was going to go across the United States, and he actually flew across the ocean.
Gotcha.
So people are going, well, you obviously, didn't you look out the window? And he claimed, oh, there were clouds.
I've never heard of this guy.
Me either.
Ever.
Well, let's crack open a book. But we spent really? We spent a week on Wrong Way Corrigan at my high school.
Whoa.
Is that right?
No, it's a famous. No one's ever heard of wrong. Okay, sorry.
Was there a guy in football that went the wrong way?
Yeah, there were a couple.
It was right. It was Regals.
Roy Regals.
A couple of famous ones.
University of California, right?
Wrong Way Regals.
I just read that.
Okay, well, no.
I really thought you knew, Pat.
Now, we have a.
He played for the University of California, Berkeley, football team from 27 to 29. I'm surprised you don't know about this, Tom. This is a current event. He had a wrong way run in the 1929 Rose Bowl. And when a dozen roses was like a buck.
Yeah.
Now, Wrong Way Corrigan famously buried upside down.
Is that
not true?
What?
No? Oh, I just made that up. Okay. Well, that actually leads to the story about a funeral. So that would conclude our sports broadcast from, of course, the orangeinsoles.com sports desk starring Chick McGee.
Wherever you go. For Steve.
Did you see this? This was everywhere yesterday.
Loved ones at an Irish funeral for Defense Forces veteran Shay Bradley were shocked, then delighted, when they heard the voice of their late friend calling out from his coffin.
No.
Hello? Hello? Let me out.
I have the audio.
They heard on Saturday at Bradley's funeral.
What?
Yep. As his casket was lowered into the ground, the pre-recorded message continued. You have it?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
He thought it would be funny.
It is.
It is pretty funny.
And it was...
It's hideous.
Well, it's... It was full of profanity.
Yes, it was.
So, Dean, did you get a chance to beep this baby? Okay.
Oh.
I got the sort of sign? That's not very helpful.
I could recreate it.
Okay, that's okay. Here we go.
Hello? 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 Let me out! Come in the family! Hello? Hello? Let me out! I'm dying here!
You get the idea. They were all laughing.
A video of the prank posted to Twitter Sunday shows mourners laughing and crying as Bradley's voice is heard.
Oh, God. Hard pass on this guy.
Friends and family said the good-humored officer and father made the recording because he knew he was dying of a lung illness bravely born, that's a quote, and wanted to make his family laugh rather than cry at his funeral.
Wait a minute. So he is dead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's
but it was a recording.
Right.
He knew he was going to die, so he recorded this thing, and then as he was being lowered down, they hit play.
Good
and surprised everybody.
Gallows humor, huh?
By definition, I guess.
I mean, it's...
I don't know.
I might do something like that.
Would you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, I insist at my funeral during the visitation that they make me up to look absolutely terrified.
Open casket?
Yes, in the casket I want to look like I really fought it till the very end.
No, Chick, your philosophy on the do not resuscitate?
I want you to exhaust all current scientific measures to keep me alive.
Okay. How about experimental measures?
Fine.
Yep. Okay. All
fine. Right. Everything.
Now,
like cutting your head off and everything?
Yep.
You want the open casket then?
Yeah.
Now, at your grandpa's funeral, Mm-hmm. Did they do the open casket?
Yes, yeah. My grandma and grandpa, they died very close together because they were so and deeply in love.
They, of course, were at the assisted living facility, and it's my understanding that they had the funeral right there.
That's exactly right, yes. Yeah,
Ladies and gentlemen, the chapel what you're listening to is we're celebrating the 30th year.
The chapel was right next to the rec room. Yeah.
Right next to the rec room at the assisted living facility.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I don't want to get you too emotional here, but I actually have an audio recording of your grandpa's funeral.
All right.
At the right next to the record.
The love of God.
There, as you can see, the open casket.
Yeah.
Pretty good rally going here.
Yeah, they were good. It was awkward when the ball made its way into the open casket.
Did they leave it there?
No, somebody had to fish it out.
Well, there, on the floor. Okay, well, very good. By the way, did you know that Wrong Way Corrigan appeared in a famous episode of Gilligan's Island?
I remember that.
Wow!
You remember that?
I was going to say that when you first brought it up.
Wow. Wrong Way Corrigan. Nobody? Okay.
Nope. Sorry.
He was going to help them get off the island, but he went the wrong way.
Continues to be a jackass.
I thought he played the skipper for a season. keep trying, Tommy. Somebody will have heard of Wrong Way Corrigan.
Although that was Wrong Way Feldman, I think, on the show, right?
But it was Corrigan.
It was based on the famous Wrong Way
Was Corrigan. It Corrigan playing Rod Way Feldman, or was it
Marty Feldman? No, I don't think Mr. Corrigan was
Wrong. Oh, well.
Randy McDowell.
And it didn't.
I don't care for this morning show.
No. Do you want to go grab breakfast?
The guy dies and makes a recording. Awful.
Yeah.
This Corrigan thing has to stop sometime.
What a great guy. The guy leaves whatever it is, Brooklyn, and he tells, he files a flight plan going, flying to California.
Nobody's heard
of it. He flies to Ireland.
Who cares?
It could have wrecked into another plane.
Yeah, but...
No. He was an early aviator. The guy's
flight plans are important.
Heroic.
Speaking of early aviators,
something about the Wright brothers.
A researcher at the University of South Florida working to determine if newly discovered bones from a museum on the island in the Pacific belong to Amelia Earhart.
There you go.
3 years after she disappeared, bones were discovered on a Pacific island, 1,200 miles rather, from the Marshall Islands, in an area where they think she might have had an emergency landing.
Now, here's the problem I have with you, Tom. In this situation, I can illustrate it. Amelia Earhart's story, you detest, you hate it, you don't want to hear any more about it.
No, this is exciting.
You won't stop talking about Wrong Way Corrigan.
If you've ever flown over the ocean, it'd be pretty easy to... pilot a small plane into the ocean and never see it again.
The bones were examined, but adding to the mystery, vanished while in Fiji. But apparently, National Geographic contacted a museum and cultural center on the island of Tarawa, where they apparently have the bones.
The Boumdie people. Mm-hmm.
Tarara Boumdie.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Okay. Just like that, Chick and I bring the show back.
Just like that, we're back, baby.
The Boumdie.
They were found in a museum and cultural center, and they're going to determine if these particular bones could be the ones that vanished so many years ago.
Or they're John Dillinger's.
Yeah.
Because remember, they had bones, and they did go missing, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
If you call the National Geographic Society, you're put on hold, do you hear da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da.
They're going to do DNA testing. Earhart still has a living relative. She's a niece, so we'll see.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That'll be fascinating.
But they can't get a hold of her.
they can't find her.
She's missing.
Anita Earhart.
Coming up, Pat Godwin may owe Chick McGee
$500. $500?
For what?
Wow. There may have been a wager that you've forgotten about this.
$500.
We'll find out about it.
A whole year's salary?
holy hell.
2 years' salary?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey,
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.